Thank you for joining us for another lesson from God's Word. Anytime you're in Huntsville, we hope you'll come be part of our worship. The West Huntsville Church of Christ at Providence is located at 1519 Old Monrovia Road Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. We hope you'll enjoy this lesson brought to us by Glenn Colley.
Tonight's scripture reading from the Word of God will come from Romans chapter 4, verses 20 through 25. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him, who raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses, and was raised because of our justification.
Each year, Glenn and I give a Sunday night to talk about what Glenn likes to say, the State of the Church address. What we'd like to do is look back at the year of 2018 and also look forward to the plans of 2019. And hope, and when we do this, that we will see God's presence and God's faithfulness. The scripture reading that Caleb just read from Romans chapter 4 is an incredible passage because that passage also helps to fortify and undergird our faith. Because what he says about Abraham was promised a son, but Abraham, the problem was, as you remember, is he was 100 and Sarah was 90, and physically that wasn't possible. Abraham, how is this going to happen? Could he explain that to you? He could not. I don't know how it's going to happen. Is it going to happen? It is. How? I don't know. I'm just trusting in God. Because the scripture says there in verse 20 that he did not waver at the promise through unbelief. But he was strengthened, it says, in faith, giving glory to God. He had all the confidence in the world that it was going to work, but he did not know how. He just trusted in God. And do you know that your chief goal in life is to glorify God? And one of the ways that you and I do that is through trusting God. So as we go throughout our lives day to day, God gives us the strength that we need for that day. What we need, when we need it. He doesn't give us more to encumber us, but just enough. And as I was thinking about all that could happen in 2019, in 2020, in 2021, what is your greatest fear that something might befall, a tragedy might happen to you? What is your greatest fear? What is it you think about maybe once a day or once a week? I guess for me, it would be the losing of my wife. She's a part of who I am. Hello, Paul. Tell me about yourself. What am I going to tell? I'm going to say, well, I've been married to Tammy for 30 years, and she's a wonderful woman, and God's given me, and I'd be lost without her. Well, what if you double that? Not 60 years, but how about nearly 70 years? And then you lose your spouse. You say, I don't know how I would make it. I don't know if I could make it. I know somehow God would be with me, but could I make that? I was talking to one of our men today. I was helping him out the door. He was on his walker. And he stopped me, and he said, you know, he said, I'm still struggling with the loss of my wife. And I guess she passed away 2 or 3 years ago. He said, it's difficult. And then I wrote this down today because I wanted to get this exactly the way he said it. He said, but I feel such incredible strength and confidence and gladness in my heart that my loved one is with the Lord. Isn't that great? He said, I still hurt and I miss her like crazy every day. He said, but man, I've got a peace about me and a strength that God gives me each and every day to know that she's in his hands. She was faithful to Jesus Christ on this earth, and she's with him now. That's a faith that is fortified, isn't it? Solid as a rock. And so that's the kind of faith that you and I need to have from day to day. Whatever it is that might happen to us, that God will give us the strength to get through it, his grace. But what we start doing when we start thinking about, well, what may happen this year? I think this could be a bad year. This could happen. This could, all of a sudden, what we have, we double our pain without having the grace of God to go with us. And we don't want to do that. And so Psalm 46, verse 1. Psalm 46 is such a wonderful passage. But he talks about God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. And Hebrews 13, 8 says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and what's the rest of that? And forever. What in the world does that mean? That means Jesus Christ will be doing tomorrow what he was doing yesterday, and the day before that, and the day before that, and the day before that. If you have any wonder about your future, all you need to do is look at your past. Any wonder about what's going to happen in 2019, you need to review your past in 2018. Did God sustain you then? Were there great times? Yeah. Were there difficulties for all of us? Yeah. Did God sustain us? Absolutely. He did. And that is the kind of confidence we need to go into 2019. So we as a church had times when we rejoiced and gave God wonderful praise because great things happened. But there are other times when there was grief and sorrow and there was hurt. And we went to God with fervent prayer. And so I want to review a few of those things. And I hope this does help our faith tonight. And then I'm going to turn things over to Glenn, and he's going to talk about 2019. First, I want to say is a thank you to all of our elders. Our elders work so very diligently and so very hard to make sure that you and I continue day by day to grow spiritually and that we have the resources and tools. And so we had 11 congregational fellowships. Now, we don't get to know one another very well coming in out of these doors, shaking a hand, saying, hey, Brother Kerry, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing pretty good. And then going about our way. We don't get to know each other very deeply, do we? But these fellowships are such a wonderful time is that we can eat with our brothers and sisters and we can sit across from the table and we can talk more deeply about our lives and about our commonalities that we have together and our challenges and encourage one another. And then we build upon that relationship when we're in here and then when we have another fellowship and throughout time. And so I know Brandon Rhodes and his team does a great job with our fellowships. We had 3 seminar / gospel meetings. Dale Hubbard. It's amazing all these things you forget. I was talking to Glenn before I came over while we were driving over tonight. I said, all these things happen throughout the year, and you just forget them. You just said, well, I can remember something we did last year. I can remember this or that. But when you look at the record, it's staggering all the opportunities that you and I have had to grow. And here's an example. Do you remember that we had a stewardship seminar by Brother Dale Hubbard, and he did such an excellent job? We had an end times a seminar by Brother Dave Miller. And then Michael Shepherd, we had a gospel meeting in this past November. So wonderful, wonderful lessons that we received. We had 4 Fifth Sunday singings with our brethren from Maston Lake Road in the Northwest Church. We had 3 congregation-wide singings, and some of those, the guys used that as times for us to learn new songs, or if we had some requests, and so those kinds of things. And we had, in June, each year, we have our area-wide congregational singing we hosted here at West Huntsville. We had a fall series. It was entitled, So Great a Salvation. Do you remember that? Wonderful lessons that were presented. The second one, I think the first one was Dave Miller. The second one was Chris Miller. And Chris Miller went here many years ago as a young boy. And he's out in Moulton now, and he came and just delivered a wonderful lesson from Acts chapter 9 and a result of that lesson that we had two of our young men who were baptized into Christ. So we're so very thankful for Chris and his lesson. A family Bible week, we talked about the superheroes of faith, and we averaged over 300 per night. That was a great week. We had Bible camp. I believe we had over 130 there. And Keith Anderson does a wonderful job with our youth and taking them to camp, Nayadi. We had 104 Bible classes. If you went to Bible class twice a week for 52 weeks, that's 104 times. 104 times you either taught or sat listening to the Bible being so spiritual growth should occur. And that's not to mention the Golden Seniors Bible class that happens every Thursday. We have a Wednesday Bible class, 1 o'clock in Wednesday afternoon, and the Digging Deep classes. So all kinds of opportunities that you and I have to grow in Christ. We had some marriages. We had two, in fact. James Weaver and Jessica Waycaster. Jessica did not even have to change her initials. Still JW, isn't it? Isn't that great? And that was March 16th. And then Stephen Anderson and Brenna Porter was May 19th. So two lovely couples who have been able to come together as a family and double their efforts in serving God at West Huntsville. They're both doing great. We had some babies born. Six, in fact. Lincoln Massey, March 26th. Heidi Feltz, June 19th. Finn Carroll, June 16th. Kay Van Hook, July 17th. Gabriel Soley, July 30th. And Mark Anderson, October 21st. And great news was also that Charlie was permanently added to the Wells family. Charlie Wells, November 20th. And we rejoiced with that family. We had baptisms. You know how many baptisms we had in 2018? We had 12. In 2017, we had 6. So that's great. We're going in the right direction. And I'm going to mention those. Natalie Wright, January 27th. Victoria DeHerty, February the 1st. Brady Wells, February the 10th. Zoe Bailey, February the 12th. Ben Rubelski, April the 18th. Katie Long, June the 5th. Lily Smith, June 10th. Ian Collier, June 12th. Kelly Bailey, August 19th. Jacob Dozier, September 15th. Wesley Dozier, September 15th. And Michael DeHerty, December the 5th. And so we also added 31 members. People placing membership came to West Huntsville. So it was a wonderful year. And these are the people who passed away. Barbara Zorn, February the 4th. Robert Durham, February the 18th. Phil Kaycack, April the 6th. Pauline Sharp, April the 20th. Clarice Joel, July 2nd. Doris Edger, July 30th. And Margie Markham, October the 6th.
Thank you, Paul. There's a certain paradox, I think, involved in measuring off annual times. I mean, in one sense, it doesn't matter. You're essentially the same on the last day of the year as you are in the first day of the year. Kind of like a birthday, you know? Are you different? Well, not appreciably different. So there's a sense in which it doesn't matter. There's another sense in which it matters. God recognized annual markings. You have the Passover feast. Why did he do that? I want you to look back and remember in order that you will look forward and prepare. And so what we're doing from that perspective is not arbitrary at all. It's significant, and I think this is healthy for us and good. As I was preparing for this, I like Paul, you know, you reflect over the past year, and it occurs to me that a lot of what we're about to do in 2019 is much what we did in 18. That's not bad. If you knew that this was going to be your last year, you knew that you were going to leave and go to glory in 2019, and you know what? Just to make a point on that, if 19 was like 18, some of us will. But if you knew that you would, What would you want to do differently? I suppose that personally there are things that we want to improve on, but you know what? I would essentially want to do just what I'm doing. I would want to keep doing this. The kinds of things Paul described just now are characteristic of a church of God's people that are active together, that are united, and they're working for the cause of Christ. And all of these events, the gospel meetings and the youth rallies and the get-togethers and all the things that he described, I'm telling you, that's what I'd want to be doing. And we're going to be doing those things, if the Lord wills, in 2019. So bear with me and let's look into the future. If God allows us to live, we're going to have two seminar gospel meetings. You need to mark your calendar for this. May 5 through 8, Robert Hatfield is coming back to hold us the meeting. On November the 1st through the 3rd, Tim Orbison will be with us. The women are going to have events. February 8 and 9, going to be their ladies' day. I'm sorry, their ladies' retreat. September 14, going to be the ladies' day. The men's retreat is March 22 through 23. And the youth will be very busy. One of the things that we really emphasize in the West Huntsville family is, well, there are a couple of things. One is parental involvement. We really want our parents to be plugged in. And it's a lot of fun to do kids sing. And I get credit for a lot of that I don't deserve. Because while we do this drill every Sunday night, the parents are at home night after night in family Bible time, and they're working on these things with these kids. And we want a lot of parental involvement in all of our youth activities, and we have a lot. They're going to be having devotionals, singings, monthly in the homes of Christians throughout the year. Lads to Leaders, April 19. Nayati Camp, we always have a huge crowd for that, June 16 through 20. Family Bible Week, July 14. We're going to do some new kids sing cards right away, and there are two ideas that I have about that. I don't know which one we're going to go with for right now, but we're going to do both of them. And one of them is going to be an overview of the Bible. Wouldn't it be great? And I think you'll want to do this yourself as adults. I want to be able to do it, where the card's going to be the whole Bible and the major divisions of the Scriptures. I think in about 25 or so lines we can do this. And so that all of our kids will grow up being able to know categories of things in the Scriptures. And anyway, I'm looking forward to that. And the second card that I want to do is about people in the Scripture who were bold. People who had moments in time when they were courageous and did the right thing. So I'm excited, looking forward to that. The Bible Bowl, Prom Alternative, Mission Trips, going to do some Six Flags, Retreats, Evangelism University. In September, we're going to start our fall series. As you probably know, this used to be the summer series, and most congregations do it in the summer, but we wanted to be able to get the speakers that we want, and so we shifted it. That's the reason we do it in the fall. It's going to be Wisdom to Live By. Paul chose the subject. I think it's just terrific. Going to have men such as Kyle Butt, who will speak on the wisdom for youth. Dave Miller on the wisdom for marriage. Dale Hubbard, who is a CPA and an elder in the church. Wisdom for your finances. Hugh Fulford, wisdom for our seniors. James Andrews, wisdom for your tongue. Mark Bailey, wisdom for parenting. Does this sound practical to you? I think it's just going to be great. And that'll start in September. In October, we'll have our Fall Fest. Every fifth Sunday, we'll have our singings with Northwest and Master Lake Road congregation. We're going to do Q&A every third Sunday or thereabouts. Once a month, we'll do questions and answers. Now, let me talk about Digging Deep for a minute. Recently, we launched Digging Deep for Men. And we're kind of behind the times with this as men. The women have been doing it for a few years now. But the Digging Deep for Men is growing. Where we are with Digging Deep for the women is rather awesome to me. There are 6,421 women that are part of Digging Deep. They've joined the Digging Deep Facebook page. Now, the way it works is that there's a study designated every year. There are podcasts monthly. The podcasts are generated from right here at West Huntsville each month, and some little things that come out. But the main thing is this podcast study. And all over the country, you have these groups of women getting together and joining these ladies in West Huntsville to do these Bible studies together. If a woman wants a book to follow the study, she can purchase one. But you don't have to do that. And ladies, more often than not, are downloading the material for free. You don't have to spend any money unless you want to buy one of those books. Thanks goes to Jennifer Benavides and Mike Dacey for all their technical work to make the podcast possible. When you think about almost 6,500 women studying the Bible at the same time on the same subject coming from the West Huntsville Church, that's a pretty great thought. And I'm so thankful for all of our women here who are working with that. And while we're on technology, the website is growing each year. And Jesus said to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Well, you know, we've been limited about that in some ways. But as time has gone by, we have more and more opportunities. Well, the internet, of course, has just opened that door wide open. And we're using it at West Huntsville. Our greatest tool for reaching unbelievers and encouraging Christians around the world is the internet. Now, here's a number that I want you just let this soak in. Our website during 2018 was visited 286,000 times. 286,000 times in the year 2018. Social media is big to promote the website. In 2018, 1,900 people visited our website, well over 100 a month, visited our website as a result of you sharing posts on Facebook, making it the most prominent source of redirects to our website. In 2019, the Gospel Broadcasting Network is planning to broadcast our sermons. That is, that they will, we've got camera equipment now that's up to their standards, and they will take those sermons, and they said they're going to cut the front up and the back off, and they're going to just take the sermon, and they'll broadcast it on the Gospel Broadcasting Network. And so we're excited about that. Christians, your shepherds are extremely active men. I don't know of another congregation like this for the elders. And they meet every Tuesday night at 5:30. If you would like to meet with the elders, the first thing I want to say to you is tell one of them that next Tuesday night at 5:30 you'd like to come and meet with them. The second thing I want to tell you is you do not have to wait for Tuesday night if you need to talk to them before that, because they're happy at any time to meet with you. You may want to meet with one or two of them. That'll be fine. I just want you to know that the elders have a very open door policy about talking to you. And if you need them, you just have to ask. In John chapter 9 and verse 4, Jesus said, "I must work the works of him that sent me. The night comes when no man can work." I suppose 2019 is going to be a lot like 2018. It's the nature of life and the circle of life. We're going to have some people who have great and exciting news. We're going to have other people that have very difficult and challenging news. And what we're going to do is to continue working together with the tie that binds us, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're going to remember that we're a family. What we're about is helping each other go to heaven. That's why we're together. That's what we're doing. We're together as a congregation of the Lord's body to encourage each other to do right and live right and to imitate our Savior Jesus Christ. And may God bless us as we strive every day to be what He wants us to be in the West Huntsville Church of Christ. I wonder if there's someone here this evening who wants to obey the gospel. Now would be such a great time to do that, and we'll be so happy to help you to do that. If you're ready, because you've repented of your sins, you're ready right now to confess Him. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God that will immerse you for the forgiveness of your sins. If you need the prayers of the Christians for whatever reason, we'll be so happy to do that right now with you. We're going to sing a song of encouragement. If you'd like to respond, come as we stand and sing.
We hope you have enjoyed this lesson from God's Word, brought to us by Glenn Colley. If you have comments or questions, Glenn can be reached by email at colley@westhuntsville.org.